The Plan B Morning Show with Brock and Hunter.
Boom, shakalaka, what do people then want?
On Rock 107 WIRX.
Well, good morning. Welcome to the show. 7:12. High of 48 today. Rain tapering off this morning. Cloudy and fog in some areas. Tonight, cloudy, low of 42. Saturday, mostly cloudy, much warmer. Chance of rain in the morning and a high of 56. Right now, it is 36.
Sit down and relax.
Brock's got the morning dump with trends, tech, guy stuff, Hollywood sleaze, and more. Starting now.
Well, last night, Robert De Niro and a bunch of other celebrities led an anti-Trump rally in front of Trump Hotel in New York City. Alec Baldwin, Cher, Mark Ruffalo, Rosie Perez, Shailen Woodley, Natalie Merchant also took part in the protest, along with many others. In a statement, Ruffalo said, quote, "We are sending a message to Washington that we will fight at every step discrimination and harmful policies today, tomorrow, and every day. We are coming together to stand up for one another, and we'll do every day to protect the values we hold dear." I guess they got some free time on their hands. It always makes me laugh when celebrities think we care what they think. Or, I will say, you shouldn't care what celebrities think. Make your own choices. Just because a celebrity says one thing on either side of the spectrum doesn't make it gospel because they were in a movie or made a record. That's all I'm going to say about that. Make up your own minds. Don't let celebrities sway you because you saw them on TV or anything like that. 7-Eleven is rolling out a breakfast pizza, and it looks like it's going to be a big hit. Of course it is. It's combining two amazing things together. And, of course, 7-Eleven always does it right. The pizza features a biscuit crust topped with smoked bacon, sausage, hickory smoked ham. That's a lot of meat. Scrambled eggs, cheddar, and mozzarella cheese. But just to add to basically a nice thickening of the arteries, it's covered in peppered cream gravy. Kind of like what you get on biscuits and gravy. Ooh-wee! It will be available either by the slice or as an entire pie, which means you can enjoy it by yourself or share it with coworkers, or, you know, eat a whole breakfast pizza covered in gravy by yourself. That's what I would do. That's just me, though. Lastly, no matter how much progress we make with gender equality, the fact still remains. Most men and women have very different opinions about casual sex. It's science. According to a new study, women are more likely than men to regret having a one-night stand, and men are more likely than women to regret not having one. Check out the numbers. 35% of women say they usually feel guilty after one-night stands versus only 20% of men. 60% of men say they regret passing up on an opportunity for a one-night stand versus 20% of women. And only 30% of women felt happy after their last one-night stand versus more than half of the men. Now, this could, you know, lead towards the fact that maybe guys aren't knocking it out of the park. Women may have some high expectations for a one-night stand. Because, again, if you watch any movies or television shows, one-night stands are usually much sexier and much more passionate than they are in real life. Because let's be honest, 9 times out of 10, you're going home with someone at the end of the night from a bar. It's not going to be like in the movies. It's going to be drunk and awkward and not that great. I know. I've been there. So, I don't know. Ladies, don't look into it too much. You'll be much happier. That's your morning dump. Feel better, don't it?
He'll be back in 5 after he chugs a pot of coffee.